Hey, hey! Welcome back to Puff of Knowledge, the podcast where plant wisdom meets everyday ritual. Today, we're stepping into a sacred ground for many of today's modern-day herbalists. Drumroll, please! Dun-dun-dun-dun! The dispensary. This episode is called Dispensary Diaries because, let's be real, shopping for cannabis can feel like wandering through a jungle of strand names, shiny packaging, and zero guidance. One minute, you're vibing with lemon lava. The next, you're wondering if donkey butter is going to leave you stuck to the couch or soaring through your everlasting to-do list. But that's why we're here today. Together, we're going to decode the chaos, how to shop with intention, understand labels, and my favorite thing, the terpene profiles. We're also going to ask questions with confidence. And most importantly, I want y'all to walk out with your best medicine or magic that truly fits your flow. Now, whether you're new to the dispensary scene or just tired of pretending you know what an indica dominant hybrid really means, I got you. I remember the first time I walked into a dispensary and felt like I needed a translator. I was wide-eyed, standing in front of a glowing screen of different strands with no clue what to pick. It felt like an Apple store on steroids. I pointed at something random, something with Dream in the name, and left feeling more confused than I ever was high. But let me tell you what changed everything. I stopped shopping based on names or the highest THC percentage, and I started shopping based on how I wanted to feel. Now, a lot of times, folks will walk in asking for the most potent thing on the shelf. You know, what's your highest THC percentage? But I've learned that chasing numbers doesn't always give you the best experience. And you know, I love a good elevated experience. These days, I care way more about the terpene profile because that's what actually shapes the vibe, the body feel, and the overall full experience. Especially now that I'm into live resin and cartridges, I already know the high will be there. What I really want is the right kind of high. Euphoric, focused, maybe even a little flirty, okay? Nowadays, I'm loyal to the small, non-chain dispensaries, the ones that feel more like neighborhood apothecaries than corporate storefronts. And yes, I have a whole roster, okay? I have one dispensary for my flower, one for concentrates and like my live resins, and another one for edibles and beverages. And the great thing about being in a recreational use state is that all of these dispensaries are within 5 miles of my house. If I wanted to, I could catch a bike or, you know, walk, but I'm not that ambitious. But that's really how you build your stash with intention. Over time, bud tenders will start to feel like your friends. They remember your preferences, steer you toward the new drop you'd love, or tell you this strand might be too sleepy for you. It's a relationship. And trust me, it makes a huge difference. I'm the type of consumer who uses cannabis in every form. Smoking, sipping, soaking, snacking. Look at the alliteration. I should make that a song. Smoking, sipping, soaking, snacking. That's kind of fire. Don't hate. Okay, so, but for me, it's not just about what's trending. I want to know everything. I want to be all up in the business. I need to know what's the strain's lineage, okay? What is it crossed with? Who grew it? That is so important, okay? What terpenes are dominant in this strand? Is it sun-grown or is it grown indoors? And trust me, there is a difference, all right? From seed to spliff, I want the full story on what I'm smoking. Now, before we jump in too deep, let's start with the basics. What should you actually pay attention to when you're shopping at dispensaries? Now, first things first, let's clear something up. Please, y'all, please do not walk into a dispensary asking if they got that za or what runts do they have? Because that's not shopping. That's trying to show off, and usually you look goofy. Trust me. The bud tenders are going to talk about you. Instead of chasing the name, chase an effect, chase a feeling. Learn the language of the plant, and you'll get way more from your experience. Now, here's what to really look for. First things first, we have to know about our cannabinoids. Now, remember, these are the active compounds in the cannabis plant. Now, the big two that everybody is most familiar with are going to be THC and CBD. But nowadays, once you start visiting your dispensaries and really asking questions about the cannabinoids in the products, there are five big ones that are more prevalent today. So let's talk about them. Of course, there's THC, the one that gets you high, all of the psychoactive effects. So euphoria, your body buzz, the mental uplift. And of course, this is going to depend on the dosage and the delivery. So the way that you are consuming your cannabis, right? Or your THC specifically. Next up is CBD, which we know is non-intoxicating. Now, CBD is going to help you balance your THC. Also, CBD helps with easing anxiety, inflammation, and pain. You might also start seeing CBN, which is great for sleep, CBG for mood and focus, and one of my personal favorites, THCV, which is a great appetite suppressant and energy. So when I go on long walks or I'm going to the gym, there's actually a sparkling water brand that I love that has THCV in it. So instead of, you know, hitting the vape or, you know, taking a joint with me on my walk, I'll just take a cup of THCV or just splash some in my water. And it gives me that same kind of energetic high as well as keeps my appetite down while I'm getting through my workout. All right. So first things first, when we get into our dispensary, ask about the cannabinoids. Next thing on the list, our fave, the terpenes. I talk about terpenes in almost every episode. And terpenes are important. Terpenes are the scent and flavor compounds that also shape the experience. Y'all should also know that terpenes are not just in cannabis. Terpenes are in foods that we eat and just so many other things that we interact with on a daily basis. Now, here are a few terpenes that you'll want to know about and familiarize yourself with. First things first, limonene. All right. Limonene is more citrusy. It's mood boosting and energizing. Now, limonene is going to be found in strands like Pineapple Express, Wedding Cake, and Super Lemon Haze. I love this terp specifically because it can also show up in your citrusy dishes or your drinks. And it really wakes up the body and clears the mental fog. So it's perfect for your daytime vibes or any social sativa moments. Next on the list is my girl, myrcene. Y'all have heard me talk about myrcene all the time, okay? And I love it. It's very earthy, like me. Shout out to Team Taurus, okay? Very calming. It's also seen as a sedative, so it can help you with your sleep. So when you think about myrcene, think classic indica effects, okay? The kind that makes your couch feel like a cloud, okay? Now, myrcene is found in Granddaddy Purple or Granddaddy Purp, you know. Blue Dream and Northern Lights. Northern Lights is a fan fave. Fan being me, it's a favorite of mine. If I'm making an infused bath or bedtime snack, this is the terp that I reach for. Okay. Now there's also pinene. Okay. Pinene is very piney, sharp, and very grounding. Now it supports alertness, memory, and even long function. You'll find it in strands like Jack Harrier, Strawberry Cough, and Dutch Treat. I use this particular terp when I want to be high but focused. So great for my nature walks and hikes, when I'm doing deep creative projects like recording this podcast, or deep conversations, right? We want to be focused, and that's what pinene is great for. And then also Lilanol, okay? It's very floral, very relaxing, aromatic. This one specifically is all about stress relief and deep rest. It's found in Do-Si-Dos, you know, Beyonce know, Do-Si-Dos, okay? Okay, not just the Girl Scout cookie, all right? Amnesia Haze and LA Confidential. LA Confidential is a really great strand. I've not had that in a while. I like pairing this particular terp with evening rituals. So think rose tea, lavender oil, a soft joint, and a good book. Now, let's talk about what's actually on the shelves in the dispensaries. Of course, flower. Flower is still the queen. Be sure to ask about cultivation, terpenes, and harvest date when picking your flower. Now, there are also pre-rolls. Now, pre-rolls are great for convenience, but sometimes quality can vary. Be sure to ask your bud tenders if it's whole flower or shake. Okay, definitely check, especially for, you know, people who may not be experts at rolling. Fun fact about me, I don't know how to roll, all right? I have been indulging in this plant for lem years, and I do not know how to roll, okay? Cone me expeditiously bong me, vape me, give me a tool. But you want me to lay out a paper because I don't do tobacco. Okay, it is a rice or hemp paper. We can talk about that in another episode. But, you know, I don't know how to roll that, flip that, lick that. I don't know nothing about that. All right. So don't think you about to come over here and I'm going to roll us something. No, no, no. I'm going to pack us something in the cone. That is what we are going to do. Now, also, there are concentrates. Now, concentrates, they are potent oils, wax, and hash. So those are ideal for experienced users. I would consider myself an experienced user. Okay. And I love some concentrates, but concentrates, baby, they will take you down. Okay, they are very strong, very potent. So make sure you do your research on the potency and what you are actually getting with your butt tenders. Of course, there are edibles. Remember, your liver metabolizes THC into 11-hydroxy-THC, which is stronger and long-lasting. So when you're starting out with your edibles or just getting into edibles overall, start with about 2.5 to 5 milligrams and wait. All right. Edibles affect everyone differently, and it has to do with your individual bodies and your liver. Okay. Do not think, oh, it's been 45 minutes. I don't feel nothing. Let me eat another 10 milligram. And then in 2 hours, you screaming for your mama and begging for the police. Okay. Give it time. I always recommend when you are starting out on an edible, even if you are an experienced user, give yourself up to 2 hours to feel the effects, because you never know what's going on inside of your body and how the THC is metabolizing. Now, one of my favorites, tinctures. Okay, so there are also tinctures and capsules. Tinctures and capsules are great for wellness-minded dosing and longer-lasting effects. So right now, I have a glass of water, I have an electrolyte pack, and I have about a tablespoon of tincture in this water. Now, this is about 24-ounce cup, so the dosage that I put in this water is going to lift me and get me through this recording and also just make me feel light and refreshed for the rest of the day. And also topicals. Now, topicals are a favorite of mine. There is no high, but it's great for pain, inflammation, or sensual use. All right. Now, what is a bud tender? Who is guiding you on this journey in the dispensary? When you think of a bud tender is your cannabis concierge. They're part educator, part vibe checker, and part personal shopper. A good bud tender won't just push product. They'll ask you what you're looking for, make thoughtful recommendations, and help you avoid rookie mistakes. Ask them these questions to get started on your dispensary journey. What's your favorite strand and why? Because, of course, they should know the products because they're probably using it. What are the dominant terpenes in this product? Is this better for body relaxation or mental focus? And what's new on the menu that you're excited about? When you connect with your bud tender, you don't just leave with weed. You leave with wisdom. Cannabis shopping doesn't have to be overwhelming. Once you understand a few basics, the cannabinoids, the terpenes, and the product types, it becomes a whole new kind of ritual or experience. It's not just about buying weed. It's about choosing the best experience for you. So whether you're rolling up some Kim Dog, sipping on a THC seltzer, or rubbing a topical into your knees after a hike, do it with intention, with curiosity, with respect for the plant and for your own body. And if you take anything from this episode, let it be this. Know what you're consuming. Ask questions, skip the za talk, and get specific. And always, always shop with a little bit of reverence. This week, I want to hear about your favorite or first dispensary story. What threw you off? What did you learn? Tag me at Hi Marjan or Puff of Knowledge Pod and share your dispensary diaries. And if you're looking for the perfect soundtrack to roll, ride, or vibe to, check out the Rotation Vibes playlist curated to match the energy of today's episode. As always, thank you for being here. On Puff of Knowledge, we honor the ritual, the roots, and the revelations. Stay lit, stay curious, and let the plant meet you exactly where you are. See you next time.